from the Star Reynolds Sports Desk, your 93.3 KJRFM Sports Headlines.
Brought to you by Buddy's Goodies and Glass. It's been a couple days since I've been able to say this, Kevin, but it's always 420 at Buddy's. Actually, right now it's 203.
Well, what am I even here for?
I don't know. Well, it's 203. Kevin, it's 203.
Yeah, but they already know it's always 420 at Buddy's because you just told them.
Thank you.
So what are we even doing here?
I don't know. We're out of practice. Go across the border, get lost.
I mean, I was ready for it.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing.
By the way, 54% of the time you score at least one. 83% of the time you score at least one, I should say.
Mariners had a runner on third with nobody out in the bottom of the third inning. And they did not score. They were part of the 17%.
The expected runs are 1.35 runs.
Oh,
and good. In the 48,000 times it came up in this project, only 8,300 times did they score zero runs. That's 17%. So that's neat.
Well, I tell you what, it's hard to do something that nobody expects you to do. Huh? And they did that. No score. Top of the fourth, Mariners and Minnesota Twins. Last night, Mariners won. Storm won. Sounders won. A couple of those teams had shutouts. Storm didn't get a shutout. I don't know what the hell their problem was. They didn't get a shutout, but everybody else did.
Slackers.
Jordan Morris scored an extra time last night. Stoppage time as the U.S. tied El Salvador in the smud, the disgraceful field that it was there, 1-1. Morris is good, man. Hopefully Burkhalter realizes that. I didn't see. I'll have to ask Jackson. I'll go out and ask Jackson. I wonder if they just kind of saved him till the end and didn't want to really risk. The guys had two knee surgeries on that turf, or lack thereof, the mud bowl. That might have been it along the way. Let's see what else we got going on. U.S. Open starts tomorrow, so let's talk about that right now as we move into the second hour of the program. 49451. That's the Tullamore Dew text line. 49451. When it's game time,
it's Tully time, Ian.
See, I didn't forget that time.
Thank you for letting me be a part of the show. I'm just, you know, someone probably at home was like, "Man, Kevin gets really pissed when he doesn't get to do those lines."
Why are you so pissy?
I'm just, oh damn it! Hang on,
Kevin.
I am something,
Kevin. What's wrong with you?
Why are you so pissy?
I mean, come on, there, fella. The country.
Why are you so pissy?
Thank you, Jim. The country club. The Country Club is, I forgot to mention, Stanley Cup Finals tonight. It's 5 o'clock right here on 93.3 KJR-FM, the home of the Seattle Kraken. Softy and Fane will take you right up to drop of the puck. Braden Point will play tonight for the Tampa Bay Lightning, the former Moose Jaw Warrior, who's probably their best scoring player, not named Kucherov. Okay, Bobby Casper joins us right now on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline, Real Golf Radio. He's our golf guy. He's Mr. Golf. Real Golf Radio's got a good podcast out right now from a couple days ago on June 11th with Bobby and Brian Taylor talking about LIV Golf, among other things. And that's, of course, one of the big topics as the U.S. Open gets underway starting tomorrow. Hi, Bob.
How you doing, Ian? Hey, you need to keep that one permit on a drop. Okay.
Oh, it's there. I had to have Kevin dig it out. It's our favorite guy. It's
why are you so pissy?
Okay.
Yeah.
Why are you so pissy?
Yeah. That's actually. It's probably could have asked that to Phil on Monday during his news conference, right?
Why are you so pissy?
Wow. Was he surly or not or what?
Oh, he's on the defensive. He's on the defensive, Bob.
Oh yeah. When you turn your back on your fellow players and go grab $250 million, then. You're gonna have some guys not being too nice to you, I don't think.
Let's walk through that a little bit. We'll get to the tournament itself, the U.S. Open, in a moment. As someone who has been around this game his entire life, worked around this game in his entire life, whose father is one of the legends, a Hall of Famer, and Billy Casper, a Masters champion, among others, you understand this golf world better than all of us weekend hacks. I'll let you put it into words. LIV Golf and what it's trying to do, what it's trying to accomplish, and what it's doing. Just your thoughts.
You know, there's quite a few things that are going on with all of this. First of all, the Saudis are infusing $2 billion into this golf tour right now to try to, for sake of a better word, sports wash and turn people's opinions of them a little more favorable, considering what has transpired over the years with their politics and the way they treat people and that kind of thing. So that's the first thing. Then you got Greg Norman that comes into the mix, and Greg Norman has been, since the mid-90s, has had a bad taste in his mouth regarding the PGA Tour because He wanted to create a world tour, which is what he's trying to do right now again. But he wanted to create a world tour, went and met with players, Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer, and nobody signed off on it. And the PGA Tour came in and said, oh, we'll create the World Golf Championships, which they did about four or five or six of them a year. So he's not happy about that. Well, now this comes along, and it gives him an opportunity to have fully funding for to try to lure the best players in the world to come over and play LIV golf under a 48-player format with four-player teams, 12 four-player teams. And they had their first event last week in – and it's a money grab for the guys that have decided to defect. You know, Phil Mickelson, $250 million. Dustin Johnson, $150 million. Bryson DeChambeau, $150 million. I don't know what the other guys are getting, but they're getting somewhere between $30 and $100 million apiece. There's, what, almost 20 guys now on the PGA Tour that have decided to go take the money. And so the PGA Tour came out and suspended them. And even if they resign their membership, you know, if they're part of the LIV, that's where it's going to be. They're suspended. And I think the big thing, Ian, is coming in April. The next two events, as far as majors are concerned, are the U.S. Open this week that starts tomorrow and the Open Championship. There's not a lot they could do about those right now because, you know, entries have already gone in and all that kind of thing. But April's going to be a big one with the Masters.
Let me jump in there with that, Bobby. What do you think? You have a relationship with the Masters. You understand Augusta National with your dad being a past champion there. You've been there every year for I don't know how many years, not named COVID.
Yeah.
That's an invitational. What do you think the climate is? What do you think the climate is for them, for Augusta National? I mean, they're kind of, I would almost put it in the sense of they're leaders in some ways.
Well, they are. The big names in golf right now are Fred Ridley and Tiger Woods. And Tiger Woods turned down a nine-figure offering from Live Golf to go play there. And in my opinion, if, you know, everybody can be bought at some point, but they'd have to give Tiger pretty close to $1 billion to get him to jump. Jack Nicklaus didn't go for $100,000.
$100 million.
That's what I meant. Yeah. Sorry. But yes, Fred Ridley's the other guy. He's the guy in the driver's seat right now. He's got all the big names or the big organizations in golf that are looking at him because there's six guys that are past champions and they get to play every year no matter what at the Masters. So it'd be interesting to see what happens with those guys, but they can change the criteria because it is an invitational, as you said. They can do away with world ranking points. They could say to those six guys, you're not a member of any major tour or any recognized tour, so you can't play. Or until you don't play with LIV anymore.
Do you think they'll do that? Bobby, do you think they'll do that?
I don't know. I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me. But I don't know. I really don't.
I just think if you're Augusta National and you know you've tried to make strides over the years with inclusion for the game, and you know one of the things we know about the Saudi government is that's something that they are certainly not a part of is inclusion of any way,
exactly.
shape, or form.
Exactly.
But you know, women membership, minority membership at Augusta, which used to not exist, which now does. I think they're in a situation, especially with sponsorships and everything else. I really hope that they continue to move forward and do take the lead. And I know there's been battles in the past about past champions and when they could and couldn't play. I know your father went through that and others.
I hope they
go down that road because you're right. Everyone has a price and those guys do. Let's talk about the tournament and coming up in front of us.
Okay.
Listen. The drama involved, and one of the best things about sports is when you have some drama, you have some rivalries. Rory McIlroy is making no bones about it, man. Like he's the guy riding in on the white horse, the white hat. Here we go. I'm the hero to everybody. He's motivated. He's playing great golf. It's been a long time. What is it, 11 years since Rory won the U.S. Open. Is he the leader in your mind going into this? Is he your favorite?
I think he's one of. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, the other guy that's the sounding board, not quite as big as he is Justin Thomas. He and Justin Thomas have taken the flag and are kind of running with it for the PGA Tour as representatives. I think Dustin Johnson or Justin Thomas is another one that has a really good opportunity. This golf course is interesting because it's only 7,250 as far as distance is concerned. Last year at Torrey Pines, it was almost 7,700 yards, so 450 yards longer. And this golf course has a lot of right to left tee shots. So because of that, Rory hits it right to left. Xander Schauffele hits it right to left. JT hits a fade. Schauffele hits a fade. Jordan Spieth hits a fade. Cantlay hits it right to left. The guys that are hit it right to left are going to have a little bit of an advantage. But listen, they're the best players in the world, and they will figure this golf course out and do what they need to do, even if their predominant shot is left or right. But I think Rory, if you want me to tell you the two, I think Rory and Xander Schauffele. Xander Schauffele has played 5 or 6 U.S. Open championships and has never finished outside the top 10. So I think this would be a really good golf course for him.
Bobby Casper joining us, Real Golf Radio here on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. So as we're watching this tournament, what jumps out at you with this golf course, in a day and age in which, you know, it started with the tiger proofing of Augusta and other courses along the way.
Right.
This golf course in your mind, this is not about length. This is about hitting the ball straight. And there's a lot of blind shots, I believe, as well. There's a number of blind tee shots here as well.
Yes.
So you have to trust your shot. You have to trust the angle of your ball. But this is more about hitting a ball straight and accurate than trying to just murder it down the fairway or murder it down the course and worrying about playing a short, rough shot later.
Yeah, aggressive play is not going to bode too particularly well on this golf course because of the way the golf course is set up, as you said, with blind shots and different levels of the fairways and all that kind of stuff. You've got to hit the ball in the fairway. You've got to hit greens. You've got to chip and putt. The USGA has got a golf course right now that does everything that they want to identify the U.S. Open champion for the year. And that is, you've got to do those great things, fairways, greens, chipping and putting, and be able to physically and mentally handle the pressure of being put under that rigor of a U.S. Open and the difficult conditions.
I don't know how people think. Kevin's a casual golf fan. I'll ask him. Kevin, if you just as someone who doesn't play the game a lot and just kind of more casual, if you're watching golf on TV, would you rather see guys shoot, you know, finish a tournament winning with a winning score of like 18 under, or would you rather see somebody closer to even par?
I've always said even par.
Yeah.
I know that they can all be really, really good.
Yeah.
Seeing them struggle and work to do something, that means way more to me.
And I think, Bobby, that's what this course is, right? It's going to be closer to even. Yeah. Like a par will be a good score, which is always how the U.S. Open's been.
Yep.
But at the same time, it's a fair golf course. Like the greens are in good shape, you know, and all those things. Like it's fair, but it's going to be hard.
It's going to be fair. It's going to be hard. And I think somewhere around even par to 5 under par is probably going to be what we're going to see as the winner.
Oh, that's going to be fun. It's going to be absolutely. And especially if we get some drama with if DJ or somebody is on the LIV Tour is playing there on Saturday or Sunday with JT or with Rory or even John Rahm was really outspoken yesterday about it as well.
I mean, yes,
I
love
John Rahm had great comments. His comments were, yeah, hey, man, like I could retire right now. In fact, here's John Rahm real quick.
I can retire right now.
Yeah, take a listen. $400 million
isn't going to do anything for me. I can retire right now and never play a round of golf again.
Yeah, here's John Rahm.
I do see the appeal that other people see towards the LIV Golf. I do see some of the, how do I put this delicately, points or arguments they can make towards why they prefer it. To be honest, part of the format is not really appealing to me. Shotgun 3 days to me is not a golf tournament, no cut. It's that simple. I want to play against the best in the world in a format that's been going on for hundreds of years, right? So that's what I want to see. And yeah, money is great, but when Kelly and I, was this first thing happened, we started talking about it. We're like, will a lifestyle change if I got $400 million? No. It will not change one bit.
I love that about it. And you know what? That's the bottom line, Bobby.
I love it.
Yeah, that bottom line is they're playing exhibitions. There's no tradition. There's no history.
Yep.
You're playing an exhibition.
That's it.
You're playing in the USFL and not the NFL is what you're doing at that point. So,
That's exactly right.
We will check in with you later in the week as the tournament gets underway, my friend. Always great to have you on. Appreciate the time, sir. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Take care.
There you go. That is Bobby Casper, Real Golf Radio, realgolfradio.com, joining us here on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. Yeah, I think what Rom says is so true. We started the show today with asking a question, and we'll check the text coming up in the next segment. What's your price? You know, everyone's got a price. And when I say what's your price, listen, what a golfer has is different than what you have. You know, what is your price to go work for someone who you just think is, it's just wrong? You know, like it's you know, working for an employer or a company that you know is somebody that you just shouldn't be a part of, but what would it cost? Or, you know, what would it cost? What would it take to get you there? If anything, you know, and John Rahm's, and it's easier because Kevin brought this up earlier. It's easier for those guys that have made generational money to say that. It is. And in Phil's case, obviously, most people believe there's some sort of dire straits going on there. He got into some trouble, gambling, what have you. I mean, his gambling issues in the past have been well documented. His money problems have been well documented and things like that. Testified against a dude once. I mean, all those things are out there. So maybe that's the case again. But yeah, I mean, for the rest of us, what would it take? You know, what would it take? 49451, Tullamore, do text line when it's game time.
It's Tully time.
See, I'm right on top of the game right now.
Great.
I'm right back on top of it is what I am doing. Bobby brought it up. You know, those guys are taking money for a sports wash to try to, you know, for this group. I haven't quite figured out exactly why the Saudis would even care.
That's what I was trying. Ian, I'm so glad you brought that up.
I'm not sure why they care other than, you know, when you've got that kind of money and you're trying to do other things. You know, there's a longer game plan here, whatever that is. You know, whether it's getting the Olympics there, you know, I don't know. Whatever the other game plan is to say, hey, maybe it's tourism. I have no idea, Kev. I really don't. But there is obviously some other part. There's another piece to the puzzle. Because that term has been used over and over again.
I just don't understand. Like, is anyone actually thinking differently about them because of this?
Well, I don't know. I don't.
Like, wow, I thought the Saudis were really horrible people, but now I see that they're running a golf tournament, so they seem neat.
Well, they're not running a golf tournament. They're starting a league.
Right. Yeah.
And they've brought, I think what it is, you bring people on that you believe will help change the perception of who and what you are. The Phil Mickelson thing, for example. Now, he's star power, right? Like, he's star power. You bring in a couple of Europeans that are popular. I mean, Ian Poulter is really popular. He was going to be the Ryder Cup captain for the European team.
Right.
That ain't happening. Graham McDowell, same thing. You know, they're Ryder Cup heroes, and that's a huge deal over there. Their perception is it's not DJ here. It's not Mickelson here. It's a different – they're beloved. So, yeah, maybe whatever that end game is, this is a part of it. And I guess – you know, when you're talking about billionaires and not billionaires, when you're talking about, you know, multi-trillionaires is what their government is. I think the number I heard the other day was they generate $1 billion in revenue from petrol products every day, from petroleum.
Pretty good money if you can get it.
It's not bad. Now, a billion, yeah, that would change my mind. I'd probably work for almost anybody for a billion. I'll be honest. I'm out. See ya. I'm gone. Arlo's out. Ian, you're in. For how much? A billion? Cool. How long's the contract?
I have terrible news, Ian. They just called me. They said, I'm sorry, we had a couple extra commas in there. They're offering you $1,000.
Yes. We thought it was actually Ian Poulter, and you were a golfer, not Ian Furness, hack broadcaster.
Wait, I thought we were talking to Ian Eagle, not Ian Furness.
Wait, you're not Ian, you're Ian? No, get out of here.
Loser.
We'll come back. We'll check the text. Tullamore Dew text line 49451. The Tullamore Dew text line when it's game time.
It's Tully time.
Hear us anywhere, anytime on Alexa or Google Play at Sports Radio 93.3 KJRFM and on the iHeartRadio app. Now back to Ian Furness.
You know, I've been trying to avoid it, but gotta say it, man. Kevin, you're kind of sucking today. Kind of sucking.
Damn it! Sorry, I was trying not to.
I don't agree. I think you had a great show. Fantastic. I don't know what that guy what he's talking about. Give you at least a B-plus today.
Ian, I don't know if I'm playing up to the back of my baseball card.
Well, you can play for the Mariners right now because that's pretty much their whole lineup. Except for Marco. He's good again. He's getting no run support again, but he's good again. Okay. 49451. That's the Tullamore Dew text line. There it is. I got it up. Hey, I figured out how to do it. There we go. All right.
Congratulations on getting it up, Ian.
Okay. Let's get this music.
I felt pretty good about that one. That one didn't suck.
What do you got?
What do I got?
Do you want me to start or do you want to start?
You start. I'm so proud of you for getting it up. the text line.
What's up with the morning show? Are they on Jerry's payroll?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, look.
That's the first one I saw.
I don't believe you.
That is the first one I saw.
But I'm going to tell you.
It came in 7 minutes ago.
It's funny that people, like.
I did not hear what they were saying today, so I can't.
Oh, this guy texts the same thing in all the time.
Oh, okay.
And he texts it into every show. And I appreciate that he listens all the time. I'm assuming it's a he. Apologies if it's a. If you're,
I know somebody who is on the payroll for the. I know somebody that is. It's a different morning show. It's not our morning show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's possible to look at the Mariners' current situation and feel like all is not lost for the franchise. Chuck has always had a much bigger picture view of what's happening with the baseball team. Always, to a point at times where it can be frustrating, but I think it's. I will say it is unfair to do the whole he's on the payroll thing. That's unfair. Just because he's not frustrated that they're not winning more right now, or as frustrated as a lot of Mariners fans are.
Well, I think Chuck comes at it from a far different spot than many of the other hosts on the station that grew up Mariner fans, and I think he looks at it from a little more objective standpoint than maybe some of us do. And so his opinion might differ. Maybe he's more patient. And so, yeah, on the payroll is, you know, what's funny. I've said this before with our station, and I'll repeat what I've said a number of times. We are the flagship home of the Huskies. Now we're the flagship home of the Kraken. In the past, we've been the flagship home of the Sonics. Mm-hmm. Having listened to the station when they were the flagship of the Sonics, listening to the station in a previous contract with the Huskies and the current contract with the Huskies. And we have a very small sample size with the Kraken, but I think if you've listened to this show in particular and listened to Softy with the Huskies and Gas and those guys in the past with Sonics, I don't think, even though we are partners of those stations, with those entities, I don't think they'd ever, hell, they'd probably like us to be a lot more less honest about their product over the years. That's not the case with every station at all. But just because you agree with someone doesn't mean you're on the payroll. Okay, let's move on. We got a ton of the ones on what your price is. Holy smokes. What do you got? You start at the bottom, I'll start at the top.
All right. Let's see. My price would be enough to set my two children up for life from the 206.
Yeah, could you mention that generational money?
Because that's, especially because you are welcoming a wave of crap.
Yes.
If you take money from type of people like that.
Well, the public eye is part of it too. You know, like if you're doing something that no one would ever, you know, they're not recognizing you, they're not asking you about it, you know, then yeah, it's different. I mean, I got asked the other day in the grocery store, did you get fired at Fox 13? Like, what happened? You guys don't have the Seahawk contract and I haven't seen you on for a while. And I'm like, no, we still are doing all the Kevin can tell you they had meetings yesterday, like a couple of them. We're doing a lot with Seahawks,
mm-hmm.
and our station is doing a lot with the Seahawks and Fox 13. And I'm not on television as much in the spring and summer. I'm maybe once every couple weeks. But yeah, like if you're in the public eye and people like, be hard. Like it'd be hard. Like you'd have to answer a lot more questions. Like, hey, why are you taking that blood money?
Yep.
I don't know. Set up my kids for the future. Set up their grandkids, my grandkids for the future. You know. Thankfully, most of us won't have that decision to make.
I mean, it'd be an interesting position to be in.
It would be, yeah. Yeah.
If we want to evolve as a society and as a species,
wow,
we need to start putting a little less value on hundreds of millions of dollars because, frankly, nobody needs several hundred million dollars.
253, enough to retire off of. So my current salary times 50 years, 30 until retirement, then 20 to keep me retired. So that's a young person saying that.
Interesting.
You know, And retirement's an interesting thing, especially if you're younger as well. I mean, because there's people that I know people that have retired and then have become unretired because they were bored. That did have a lot of money, did have the ability to not to do whatever they, you know, to do what they wanted to do. But yeah, yeah, it's an interesting one.
Well, you have to find something that keeps you engaged in something.
801, 2 million. I'm 50. I'd play golf for that and not have to work my current job. That, if you're 50, $2 million is not a lot to just walk away from everything. You'd run out pretty quick, especially playing golf a lot. You'd run out pretty quick. Think about what, you know, unless everything's paid off in your life. Yeah, that's... Someone said, I do it for $200 million. Anyone who would say otherwise, you're lying to yourself. It's an arbitrary number, $200 million, but that's a lot. That's generational money, right? If you treat it right, it's generational money.
Yeah, I would say so.
You know.
By the way, the person said we need to evolve as a species said, it's excessive. I have no price. I'm happy and content with what I have already. I'm happy for that guy.
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts coffee is dog diarrhea.
Yeah, you're wrong. You're wrong, fella.
Wow.
You're wrong. You're just absolutely flat out wrong. Like, here's the true test of coffee. Can you drink it black?
No, I can't.
Okay, well.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that not what you were asking?
No. Blake, our buddy Blake says, I hope the majors say F you to all the LIV players. Well, as Bobby just pointed out, it's an interesting, I didn't think about this. So, obviously, the USGA does things on their own agenda. They're not affiliated with the PGA. The Royal and Ancient, you know, the British Open, they're on their own different little plan as well. The Masters, as of right now, it's an invitational. As Bobby pointed out, six former champions of the Masters are playing in the LIV Golf. Mm-hmm. If they're told they're not invited, which is kind of what happened with Phil this year, unofficially, right? But if they're told officially they're not invited, that's a strong statement. And I, with what Augusta National has, you know, had to try to make forward progress with over the years, I sure think that they need to say no. You're filling yourself with a government that kind of is against everything that you've tried to kind of change in your ways. Not everything. I mean, killing journalists wasn't something Augusta was having problems with, but
I don't think so. No.
Certainly, minority membership and you know, being open minded about people's sexuality and things like that. Yeah, absolutely. Right. It'd be interesting what they do there. Ian, did you bring back any Timbits for Kevin? No. I had a couple day old leftover ones for breakfast/lunch yesterday before I jumped on an airplane, sitting on the desk in the hotel room.
Mike Tyson showed that $300 million ain't crap if you're not around good people.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's the other thing is, you know, what's your price? Well, what's your price? You know, you're buying. You know, I always think it's funny when people say money can't buy you everything. No, it can't. But how many people would say that they have maybe not money problems, but money and finances and you know. Quality of life based on money and finances is a thought, a concern, or at least part of your day every day. Almost everyone, right? Mm-hmm. Especially now with inflation, what it is. You know, I mean, if you want to buy a house, you just saw the interest rates go up the highest they've been in a long time as of today, right? 6%. And that's not just here. That's nationwide, obviously.
Oh, no. Now I can't buy a house in Seattle.
Yeah. If you thought it was hard before, you go fill up your gas tank. That's fun. You know, somewhere between maybe 50, probably closer to $100 right now. Yeah, money does matter.
I know my scooter only takes about $6.
Can I be honest?
I have one small win.
Let me be honest with you some with the scooter for a second. Let me just say something.
Sure.
I saw you driving that a couple weeks ago. You were in front of me when we were leaving. Uh-huh. We left the same time. You're jumping on that scooter.
Yeah.
I worry about you, buddy. Like, that thing looks, it scares me. You got hit on it once, right?
I'm aware.
Okay.
Please don't remind my wife.
You're careful, right?
Like, no, I'm crazy.
I mean, you're flying down Elliott, and I was like, damn, Kevin, be careful.
Flying down Elliott?
Yeah.
I'm 40. What the hell?
This thing scares me. Elliot.
Actually, no, I was going 20 miles an hour because that's the speed limit.
Yeah.
Or whatever the stupid speed.
All right. Yeah.
I'm not
going
to get on that.
You anything else?
Don't forget it, the Canadians' keen fashion sense, Ian.
Some of them dress well.
Someone's phone censored hell.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Who in the H blank 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 apostrophe S going to be upset they can't watch this sucky A blank blank Mariners? I think your phone needs to, I think it's
tough. Okay. All right. Let's see. Someone says, I have two daughters. No amount would make it. Yeah. I mean, there's part of that. Everyone has a price, $10 million. It is interesting, all these price tags that go around. Like a low of two and a high of 200 million, all in between. I guess I said it would be, it's probably good we don't have that choice. You're probably right. It's good to have a choice, right? Somebody comes to you and says, Kev, here's the choice. You can stay with Ian and hang out every day and do that, or we're going to pay you $100.
Ooh. All right, I'm in. Where do I sign?
Screw you, Ian. I'll see you again. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. One guy that doesn't have a price. He's all about ethics and morals. Softy, next.
Hear us anywhere, anytime on Alexa or Google Play at Sports Radio 93.3 KJR-FM and on the iHeartRadio app. Now, back to Ian Furness.
Look who's here, Softy. Mike Benton, everybody. Mike Benton is here.
Turn your mic on.
I
got to
turn this thing on.
Mike Benton is here. Mike, turn it on, Mike. Mike Benton, ladies and gentlemen.
I have no headphones.
Yeah, turn your mic on, Mike. Mike, turn
where
your mic
is it?
On.
Are we here? Yeah. We're here.
This guy's so big time, he's got two mics.
This is like...
Mike, and Mike.
Who's the guy with all the arms and Spider-Man? Otto Octavius, Dr. Octavius. There's all these mics going around here.
Do you get all his movie references?
I have no idea what he's talking about, period.
Yes, you do. You're a Spider-Man fan, right?
No, I'm more of a Batman fan.
Oh, really? Man, I'm not sure if you and I can be friends.
No,
you know what?
Number one, hey, Jack Nicholson.
You know what? You can leave.
Watch it.
You can leave.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
Spider-Man would take...
This mic.
Spider-Man would take Batman's head off his neck and crap down his throat. And you know it.
Wow.
I know it. Everybody knows
Michael
it.
Michael Keaton, Batman, would wipe him all the way.
Spidey!
All the way.
I don't know.
You're such a nerd. You are such a nerd.
What I'm talking
and you know
about.
What? You are too.
I am.
I knew you
and
were.
And I know it.
I knew you were. I knew you were
we're
too.
We're going to start a nerd club, and Mike is the president, and I am the vice president. You want to be in the club?
Nope.
Yeah, screw you then. We don't want you.
Too
you're
cool
a founding
for you guys.
Member.
We don't want you in the club.
You're
cool for you
guys.
You're way too cool for us.
Way too cool for you guys. Way too cool. All right, Ben, beat it. Get out of here.
I'm going to see you.
By the way, first of all, who wins tonight? Game one.
Going Colorado.
Okay.
Home ice.
Yeah.
Energy takes over.
All right.
Wow.
Look at him.
That's his keys to the game.
Home ice. Energy takes over.
Coors Light pregame show.
You're not stopping McKinnon.
What's the name of the arena they play in?
Ball Arena.
Ball Arena? Is
what
that the old
is that?
Pepsi Center?
Yes,
is it the
like
same
the,
Center, yeah.
The Mason okay. Jar Company?
Oh.
Is that what it is?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Wait. Stop.
Are the you Mason
serious?
Jars that you buy, they have that ball branding
yeah, right.
on there. That's
the
corporation.
Company?
Yeah, they
kidding
do Mason
me.
Jars, they do biodegradable cups also.
Okay, so here's my question. Yeah. So the Mason jars that come with the screw off top,
yeah.
then there's that little metal plate on the top of
yeah.
the glass.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I never know how to get it off.
What?
I have no idea how to get
knife.
It off.
Just a little
once
knife.
You do,
that's what
actually,
I'm talking
a
about.
Knife.
I have like a pair of scissors. I almost gorge myself.
You great hack. Do you barbecue at all? Do you grill, Softy?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Do I look like I grill?
Take those burgers.
Yeah.
Perfect circle every time.
Oh, that's way too
wow.
small. You learn something guy. New every day.
Now, wait a minute. So take like a pound of meat or whatever.
Yeah.
Flatten it
out
and then take the
cut it out.
Take the ball. Take the
perfect circle.
Wow.
And thank the Avalanche for that.
Yeah, that's too small, man.
You're trying to shock you.
What are you, Canadian or something, for God's sakes? A little
on.
Mini burgers?
Some sliders.
The
slider.
Sliders.
Exactly.
Slider. Nobody likes a slider.
All right, beat it. Get out of here, man.
Right. Good to see you.
Mike,
love you too.
Mike Benton hanging out. All right. How are you, man?
You're ruining my time with Furness. This
well,
is
no.
my time.
And you missed
like
me.
It's like Spicoli and Mr. Hand and Fast Times.
And you missed me.
It's our time.
You missed me the other day.
I have. I didn't see you here. You were on the road. I was on the road. I had no idea what was going on. I was on vacation. You weren't there. I was waking up at night in a sweat. It's
where's Ian? I miss Ian.
I miss Ian.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
This is a very weird seat over here, by the way. It just doesn't feel right.
Is
man.
It short or something? What's wrong?
I don't know. I just feel like I'm not making any sense sitting here.
I got good news for you, though. Yeah. Look at this.
It's not the chair.
It's not the chair. We have cable TV.
Well, kind of.
We have cable TV.
We do have cable TV, but we have no YouTube TV. You can't watch a baseball game.
Well,
I can show you. Never mind. I'm going to stop caring.
Kevin, listen, anything that involves technology, you have to be in charge of that. All right? You're talking to a couple dinosaurs over here.
I figured it out.
Could you install YouTube TV on there?
I'm watching YouTube right here on the
I'm talking about
computer.
On that TV right there.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, no,
no
way. No. No chance. No, yeah, that's like asking a monkey to call a play in the NFL.
Well, I mean, listen, you're going to have to start using Apple TV
to watch
the
Sounders.
So where
do you have it? You have it right there? Can you leave that up for me?
No, because it's got all my stuff on it.
So let me get this straight. So if you want to watch the Sounders next year, you have to have Apple TV.
Correct.
If you want to watch Thursday Night Football, you have to have Prime.
Amazon, yeah.
Right. If you want to watch Star Wars,
do you get stuff delivered?
Hang on, yes. I'm not done yet. If you want to watch Star Wars, you got to have Disney. You want the Sunday ticket, you got to have DirecTV.
Correct.
You want to watch Yellowstone, you got to have Paramount.
Correct.
Well, I mean, what else am I missing here?
Well, WNBA is on Paramount too, right?
Okay, what's on Netflix? Prime. What's on Netflix? Exclusively on Netflix.
They're trying to get
Ozark.
What?
They're trying to get F1 live.
Okay, on Netflix?
Are they? Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
So I got to have subscriptions to like 16 different streaming services.
And you already do.
It's ridiculous.
Don't you already have all that?
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying I have to now. I didn't have to do it before. Now I have to do it. But the point is I can justify it to my wife.
Well, there you
hey,
go.
Hey, honey, this is all work related.
I'm guessing. Knowing,
I got to have it, babe.
Knowing you and your movie references and everything, you've got everything anyway.
Have you seen the,
the full meal deal?
Have you seen the Kenobi series?
No, I've not.
Oh, man.
You asked me that last week. How could I have watched it in a week's time?
Well, there's only 4 episodes. So you absolutely could have watched it in a week's time.
I'm going to make a note.
You were traveling, man. You know what? I'll give you my login for Disney Plus. You can watch it.
I think the kid has one.
Next time you're on the road.
Kenobi? That's what it's called?
It's freaking awesome.
I bet Kiefer's.
The last 2 episodes have been phenomenal.
Okay.
Really, really good. I'll try to watch. Really, really good.
All right. What do you got coming up
today?
Well,
game one, baby, tonight. 5:15 face-off from the Ball Center.
Who does a 2-hour show?
Yeah. Me. Yeah, exactly. Who does a 2-hour show? Give me a break. I better be making at least twice what he makes because we work twice as hard. Let's see. So we got game one at 5:15. Dave Haxtell is going to join us right before the game tonight and give us his thoughts on the Stanley Cup Finals.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, he's the head coach of the Kraken.
Oh, okay.
Petros Papadakis, who, by the way, takes a shot at that guy.
At Kevin Shockey?
Yeah, at 4 o'clock today.
Not just Puckett.
No, him. He goes after Shockey at 4 o'clock today.
That is must listen to radio.
Mike Florio will join us as well at 3:10. You want to play like 500 holes of golf at Chambers Bay?
Sure.
Next Sunday in the summer solstice for First Tee. We'll tell you how you can win that next segment.
All right. Dave, good to see you.
You too, man.
I've missed you.
Yeah, kiss my
hand. Have a hug.
No.
For the mild-mannered and marginally objectionable Ian Furness, this is Panel Day saying so long, everyone.